alone in the mountains. Although her health was improving and she was sleeping quite well, Ellen was not yet able to apply herself to writing. As she looked from the cottage to the pine-covered hills close by, she was reminded of the many happy times she and James had enjoyed there. But this time he was not there to share her thoughts and feelings. Willie had remained in Battle Creek to work with Edson in taking care of the financial affairs relating to James White's estate. To him she wrote on September 12th, "I miss Father more and more. Especially do I feel his loss while here in the mountains. I find it a very different thing being in the mountains with my husband and in the mountains without him. I am fully of the opinion that my life was so entwined or interwoven with my husband's that it is about impossible for me to be of any great account without him." For her, Colorado with its beautiful mountains had lost its lure. She did some sewing to while away the time, but not much writing. Butler was urging her to attend the general conference session being planned for November or December. The California camp meeting would be held a little before that, and she was debating in her mind whether to return for the winter to their comfortable home in Battle Creek or to go to California and occupy their Oakland home. As to the general conference session, she told Mary that she must have further light before consenting to go in her present state of health, MKW to WCW, September 14, 1881. She finally decided in favor of California, for she felt it would not be prudent to return to the East with the burden she would have to face there. With the California camp meeting to be held in Sacramento in the offing, she, with her helpers, left Boulder for Oakland on October 2. Physically, she was steadily gaining ground, and when the camp meeting opened on Thursday evening, October 13, at East Park Grove, she was there. In light of her severe illness, it was thought that she would not be able to speak much, but she spoke almost every afternoon. J.H. Wagoner reported that her address Sabbath afternoon, October 15, was equal to the best effort we ever knew her to put forth. Wagoner added, "Besides this, her counsel was of great value throughout the meeting." Perhaps the most important business item introduced at the meeting was to take steps to establish a school by Seventh-day Adventists in California. A committee was appointed to carry this intention into effect as soon as possible, also to examine and report in regard to a permanent location. A school board was elected, with W.C. White as chairman. In addition to J.H. Wagoner, editor of the Signs, five prominent businessmen and farmers served on the board.